Welcome in, everybody. It's time to go live again here from Madison Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason Hapeman, your host of Let's Get Local, the weekly radio program featuring local businesses, organizations, events. Little key for you there about what we're going to talk about here coming up in a minute. And also just those stories about what makes our community unique and special and what makes us like nowhere else in our state or in our world. So those are the things that local businesses and organizations and people who put themselves out there in our community to bring those pieces to us do. And so that's why we do the show. That's why we talk with you every single week about those things. And we are glad to welcome back as our first guest today, because we got some things to get into. It's Megan Stern from over at Dane by Local to tell us about what's happening tomorrow, what's happening throughout the year, and another event here in February that deals with coffee, which I love. So Megan, lots of things to get to. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Jason.
So Megan, let's start off with the Coffee Fest. And then we'll get into the bus tour because there's lots happening there to move forward. But Coffee Fest is a wonderful event. It's been going on a few years now. I think this is the fourth or maybe fifth. I'm right in that ballpark. But a really fun event featuring so many different members, featuring baked goods, featuring coffee, featuring drinks of all kinds, and just a fun place to go check out and learn more about people and their businesses.
Yeah, I would say this is probably my most favorite event we do every year because I am a coffee lover and my husband and I both roast coffee. So
okay, wait a minute.
To me, it's
Hold
a time
on.
To
are you
really...
a coffee lover or are you a coffee snob? Do you consider yourself a coffee snob?
Oh, no. Sometimes okay. I can be, okay. But very limited.
All right. Well, fair enough. I mean, some people go that far. I don't go that far with you. I enjoy good coffee and I'll leave it at that. But you continue on.
I can talk about good coffee and I can go as snobby as you want because I love educating about coffee and where it grows and all that stuff. So you don't want to. Yeah.
All right. Continue on about
but
the event.
Coffee Fest is there are a lot of people that have that knowledge at Coffee Fest, which makes it really enjoyable. But it really is for anybody in the community. You do not have to love coffee. This event is actually, we added an and more. So it's Coffee Fest and more this year because each year it has grown. We've added more and more pieces. It's really important to recognize the need for care and caretakers and wellness in our world right now. And I think people are recognizing and trying to recover from, you know, some traumas through COVID and everything after that. The how to start your day well, how to be well is really important. And so Coffee Fest and more includes pretty much anything you would need to start your day well. Making that time for yourself in the morning, whether it's coffee or tea or a good breakfast, something healthy. This year, we've also included a whole wellness piece. So every half hour, we have some lovely businesses offering little mini classes, claiming your peace and shifting stress. GHC is doing the shifting your stress and Clarity is doing claiming peace. So you will have all those opportunities to kind of just build knowledge, but also really enjoy everything Madison has to offer. Amazing bakeries. This event really includes coffee roasters, coffee shops, bakeries, in-home bakers, this year, we don't have any candy makers because our candy makers are all on transition this year. But other than that, and then some gift ideas, tea, we have a brand new member at Dane by Local Chai House, and they're going to be kind of making their debut with us. They do specialized tea from Georgia, not the state, but the country. So that's an interesting, that'll be a new one. So it's a big variety. So you can come and gift give. You can come and enjoy yourself. It's a little bit of everything. There will be samples. Every vendor will have that distributes food and beverage will have a sample for you. So you get something right off the top and they will all bring opportunities to buy. So if you've been looking for that great loaf of gluten-free bread and you can't find it anywhere, if you sample it there, you get to buy it there. And that helps our businesses as well.
So we're talking with Megan Stern over at Dane by Local about Coffee Fest and more. Coffee Fest and more. I forgot that part. And yeah, I love the fact, the evolution of the event to see those synergistic opportunities to grow, to add, to feature more people, and also ultimately, right, connect more community members with these resources and businesses that are out there because that's really what Dane by Local's events are all about. It's fantastic. So the event is February 21st. It's at Lexus of Madison, over in the, I combined the two, right? Because it's in Middleton, yeah. Technically. So we should just change that. We should just go with that. Anyway, it's Lexus of Madison over in Middleton. It's on the west side. The event's open, free, come as you want. You know, pop in, leave, stay for as long as you want. But it's 7 to 10 a.m. on February 21st. And you can get tickets right at danebylocal.com. So Coffee Fest and more. So much happening there that day. Great vendors, like you said. And I love the health aspect, too. It's really nice to kind of incorporate all that. And like you said, I think so many of us, some of the good that's come out of the last couple of years is we have been more focused on, hey, we've got to recharge ourselves. We've got to start ourselves, regenerate ourselves and start our days right in order to be right for the people in our world that we're working for and trying to help. And so I love the bringing that aspect into it, too.
Yeah, I guess one more little plug would be that if you are one of the first 100 people there, you get a swag bag full of really good stuff, which is amazing. And there is raffles. There's door prizes that every vendor donates something pretty amazing, anywhere from a bag of coffee to a huge gift basket. So when you get there, you automatically get a raffle ticket. So there's some extra bonuses just for coming that will be really lovely.
And if you head to danebylocal.com, danebylocal.com. You can see the events as well. So you can see the Shift Your Stress starting at 7:30. So there are all of those different opportunities for the health events. If you want to participate, you can see the timing of them. So you can time your visit or you can time some of your exploring between some of those events. So you can incorporate it. It's all on the website, danebylocal.com. Click on the Coffee Fest icon to learn more. And you can participate in Coffee Fest presented by Easy Office Products, our friends here at the show. We love Easy OP, Gary and Rose Moles. So thank you to them for sponsoring and presenting that event. Once again, Coffee Fest, February 21st, 7 to 10 a.m. at Lexus of Madison on the west side. We'll just leave it at that. Okay, Megan, now there's the Shop Local Tour. Oh my goodness, this is brand new event. The first tour is tomorrow. I don't know if there's any tickets left. There were a couple as of yesterday, but you have these events planned throughout the year too. So let's talk about what's happening tomorrow. So if people can't make that event, they can catch one of the other ones or several of the other ones throughout 2023.
Yes, we are setting off with our very first bus tour tomorrow. It'll be the first of 10. This one is focused on Galentine, which I had to look up and figure out what that was. But it is really a celebration, again, caring for yourself, caring for the women in your life that you really love. It's less about Valentine's and romance, and it's a little more about taking care of each other. And you get on a bus, you buy a ticket, you get on the bus, and in groups of 20, we start at Delta Beer Lab. You ride out and you go visit 8 different locations in Madison where you get discounts, you get to shop. We're trying to take people into the city and see what is local, where to shop, and who's really engaged, because these owners, they're engaging us to be part of it. These businesses are. So when you get there, you're going to get a very big welcome because they're excited to meet you. And that's going to happen. There's been one a month for the next 10 months. And each one has a different theme, which is exciting.
So tomorrow, Galentine's, it's February 12th. It starts at 11:30. We're meeting at Delta Beer Lab. Then the actual event is 12 to 4 in terms of you hop on the bus, you get to be toured around to different shops. Tomorrow's theme is powered by Wibbix, so really featuring women-owned businesses. And you have so many different ones listed. So it's really going to be a lot of fun participating on that and easy. And again, a community-based event where you just sit back and enjoy the ride and then explore these shops at each stop. And then you get to come back and enjoy a little time at Delta Beer Lab and head back home. So it's really great. The other thing, of course, Madison Top Company is the presenting sponsor of these. And we're really excited. They're also a friend of the show. We appreciate them and a supporter of Let's Get Local. But Madison Top Company was really they jumped on board right away for this, right, Megan?
Yeah. Aaron, who owns Madison Top Company, is just a huge believer in keeping things as much local and as available and with as minimal barriers as possible. So this was an event he could really get behind because it does remove a lot of barriers price-wise, driving-wise. There's just a lot of opportunities with this type of event that he was very supportive of, which is great.
So, and people should keep their eyes and their ears open here for the remaining events throughout the year. If they can't make tomorrow's event, or there's not space left. You mentioned kind of one each month. These are going to be introduced to the public as we go forward, but it is something that if people kind of dial in to Dane by Local, what are some of the ways they can find out, other than our show? Hopefully they're listening this way, but there might be other ways they can get reminders about when the upcoming ones are throughout the year.
Yeah, so you want follow us on any of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and go to our website. That's probably the easiest to get a summary of everything that's happening is to go there. Our next one will be March 22nd, and it's food themed, powered by Kavanaugh Restaurant Supply. And that one has filled up really, really fast with businesses. So I'm really excited about that one. And it just kind of continues on from there. So they all follow a similar itinerary, but they start at different times of the day. Sometimes they're different times of the week. Again, trying to reduce barriers, get as many people involved as we can. So I would go to the website first and foremost at danebylocal.com, but also check us. We are going to continually post the events coming up on our social media as well.
And throughout the year, again, featuring different shops and businesses on each tour. So again, this one is very exclusive to the businesses that are participating tomorrow with Art Gecko, Atomic Antiques, Fiddlesticks Knits, Lily's Magical Treats, Restoration Soap and Body Care, Revel, Suna Boutique, and Z Boutique. And then, of course, Delta Beer Lab, your home base, with pizza and beer, by the way, when you return from the bus tour. So, you know, you get hungry doing all that shopping, pizza and beer right there for you. But there's going to be different places featured each time. So it's really going to be fun throughout the year. Actually, the whole list of the events are also on that page. So once you click through to the event for the Shop Local Tour, you can find out about the events throughout the year. So Megan, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's a great new event. And as far as we know, as we wrap up the segment here, as far as we know, this is the first local bus tour, or local shopping tour that we know of, right? In our area, maybe in the whole state.
Absolutely. That's the best. That's all we can find is that it has never been done before. So that's exciting.
DaneByLocal.com. Dane by Local, the Trailblazers again. Megan, thanks so much for your time. We'll catch you again real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
We'll be back here for more Let's Get Local right after the break. DaneByLocal.com for tickets. Check out the Shop Local Tour. And don't forget about Coffee Fest and more coming up on February 21st. Here in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Mad Radio now. Mad Radio. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM here on your dial. Of course, you could be catching it on the Civic Media app or tune in or maybe the Facebook page. So anyway, you listen to the show or catch the show. We're glad to have you here. We're glad to talk to you about these local stories and those events like Dane by Local we were just talking with Megan about. I'm telling you, it's a fun month coming up with this event tomorrow and the bus tours throughout the year. Shop local tours, easy, fun, explore the area like you have never been able to in the past. And with some guidance and some fun, and you get to meet the shop owners, there's special deals, there's all kinds of things happening for that shop local tour throughout the year for Dane by Local. Also, Coffee Fest and more. It's been a great event so far. They're adding even better benefits to it and inclusive, including even more members, and avenues for you. So it's not just about coffee. Again, some tea going to be there. We've got new members participating with a variety of products. So it's really going to be fun. And baked goods, it's all there at Coffee Fest and more, February 21st. At Lexus of Madison in Middleton. So, again, danebylocal.com for all that. So now it's an opportunity for me, as a Dane by Local member with my small business at Your Core Communications, to talk to you about that and about how I might be able to help you as a business owner, a nonprofit, or any sort of individual who's looking to have a video product done. That's something I've been doing for quite some time now. Decades of experience a background in broadcast journalism, which gives me a little bit different perspective in creating stories, in creating video as well, than some people that might have a media production degree or went for a degree like that. It's just a bit of a different way to look at things. And you also kind of conceptually, as a creative videographer, see the story a little bit differently as you're grabbing video footage as well. So my business is called At Your Court Communications. It's a small business. It's me at this point. But an opportunity to kind of share my abilities and skills with people who are interested in working with me on projects. I want to be inclusive. I want to be collaborative. And I want to provide guidance for you as much as you need it. And then also assist you with telling the story of your business, your organization, your passion, and telling that story the way you want to be represented. So an authentic way, representing your best self is my philosophy. It has to be true. It has to be real. It has to be authentic. But we want to polish it up and make it you representing your best self. And there's so many different ways to do that. But the number one key, and there's another facet to my business other than just making video products for people and individuals and companies and nonprofits, by the way, that other piece ties into you, ties into you being able to tell your story in a comfortable way, in the way that you want to tell it when there's a camera on you. And for a lot of people, that can be a little bit of a nervous experience, can be a little bit of an unsettling experience where you're not basically able to communicate the way that you'd like to because you're a little uncomfortable. So we have to get people comfortable with that. And that's something that I feel like I've really excelled in with working with people, interviewing them on the show, whether it was back when I did sports broadcasting in the past, interviewed people all the time, or in podcasts or in this setting for Let's Get Local. It's an opportunity for me to kind of communicate with a person, identify with them, help them bring out their best self and really feel relaxed and comfortable in that scenario so they can truly communicate what they want the way they would like to. And I think that can be a really valuable piece to anyone. Now, some of us are more used to recording videos, looking at cameras, having those things on us, and we're perfectly comfortable with that. Great. That's perfect. You don't need my assistance then. But other people who are not that lucky to have that situation or be that comfortable in those scenarios, whether it's a live piece or it's a recorded camera piece, or maybe it's just, you know, all of a sudden there's a bigger camera and some lights on you and that makes you feel a little different. There are ways to work with individuals and I can help people become comfortable in those scenarios and I want to help. So that's a big piece of my business too. Consulting, helping you with your communications. Again, the business At Your Core Communications, LLC. You can reach me at ayccommunications@gmail.com, ayccommunications@gmail.com to explore. Let's meet. Let's talk about projects you're interested in. Let's talk about ways I might be able to assist you, whether you're a nonprofit leader, whether you're a business owner, or a member of a business, or if it's a project for yourself that you're looking to do. The other thing is just in those interview opportunities moving forward, maybe you don't want to work with me on a video, but you'd like that consulting piece about how to be more comfortable to make your own videos. I would love to work with you on that as well. So there are opportunities there. There's some other things coming up now. I am also going to be starting a podcast with Faith Dye. And if anybody knows Faith, she has been working and she's been doing Live Well Social Video for a while, helping so many different organizations similar to what I'm doing. And I wanted to put the two of us together to bring our perspectives because we both like to share information. We both like to help empower people, but we want to be that professional resource for you too if you need us. And Faith and I can talk about our experiences, our perspectives, and we come from different backgrounds. So I think it's going to be an interesting idea to talk about video with another professional who's doing it like me, but in a little bit different way. And between the two of us, I think we'll get you covered, regardless of what you're looking for and what your background is. So look forward to that coming out as well, and some more uptick on socials here for At Your Core Communications, LLC. And a subset of that is the Go Local Wisconsin platform. head to Facebook, like the Go Local Wisconsin Facebook page. More features, more interviews, more things coming from Go Local Wisconsin soon, too. Is that enough for you? That's what I've been up to. We'll be up to more on the other side of the break as we learn about Krav Maga from Forward Thai Boxing. I feel better when I'm dancing. I'm better when I'm dancing. Hey. Back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin on Mad Radio. Now, Mad Radio, Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local here, the Find Local program where we talk with business owners, leaders, talk about local events. Sometimes I tell bad jokes, and that's what my guests are going to get here right out of the gate as we enter them in to the show. It's Abby, it's Mark, it's Marty from Forward Thai Boxing to talk about their business, but also a very special class and opportunity coming up for you on February 25th. How are you, everyone?
Good. Thank you.
Doing great.
Doing well.
All right. You all have to take turns. You did it. You did a very nice job there. There's three people here on the Zoom all at the same time with me. So this is fantastic. All right. Are you ready for the joke? We'll talk about your business, I promise. But here's the joke my daughter gave me today. This will work even better tomorrow when the show airs on Sunday. So you kind of, this could be a timely joke or you can do it off of Sunday. And you have to do it this form. Sunday is a sad day, but the day before is a sadder day.
Heyo.
My daughter knows me well. I appreciate the pity laughter. Okay, Forward Thai Boxing. Hey, really excited to grow with you guys. We appreciate you being partners of the show and telling your story about your business. So, Abby, give us the overview of Forward Thai Boxing. Again, just remind people where you are, what you are, and how they can connect with you.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. We're really excited to have this collaboration with you as well. So Forward Thai Boxing is a martial arts gym in Madison. We are located two blocks south of the Beltline on Rimrock Road. And we offer two types of martial arts. Muay Thai, which is a Thai style of kickboxing known as the Art of Eight Limbs, because you have two punches, two elbows, two knees, and two kicks as your strikes. And then also Krav Maga, which is what we're going to talk about a lot today, which is an Israeli form of martial arts. And the skills that students learn in that are going to directly serve them in a self-defense situation, right? So out in the public, and how do I defend myself against someone who might be coming at me in an aggressive situation? We offer classes 7 days a week. There's lots of variety out there, and it's kind of, these martial arts are for everyone, regardless of your age or gender or anything like that. We say that we are a gym for everybody and anybody.
So Forward Thai Boxing, again, I don't know, Abby, I think you're being a little modest here. You left out the wondrous space you have. It's really fun. Has a boxing ring, brand new building, brand new space on the east side of Madison, south side of Madison there, right off of Rimrock Road. So it's a great location and a really fun place to work in. Now I get the joke. I'm just seeing Marty's background. So this is a radio product, but there are some visual components here if you're catching on Facebook. Apparently, you know, Marty's always working out. He's got weights right behind him there. Marty, what about you being involved with the business and specifically Krav Maga? Is that something that you've really found to be a huge benefit for yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Training in Krav Maga, hopefully no one that we... any of our students ever have to use what they learn in Krav Maga, but just the fact of training takes away some of the things that someone who has bad intentions would be looking at to single you out as a victim. Sometimes we refer to that as victim selecting. So, you know, as you start training, you're going to develop a more confident body profile. You'll be more situationally aware. You'll start to be able to trust your instincts. And then all of that helps you be less likely to actually find yourself needing to use the techniques that we teach to defend yourself. And I've found that, I mean, I don't know that I was always a person that someone would want to attack, but by virtue of not having been attacked, I guess I would have to attribute that to training.
And like you said, the training helps you to be ready, right? Be ready for those. You know how to react in those situations. Like you said, with some of the things that you're talking about, you're less likely to be targeted. But if you are, you've been training, so you know, like it's just instincts. You go with your training, right? That's kind of the big thing.
Absolutely. You know, we always train from a position of disadvantage so that, you know, that's kind of the difference between Krav Maga and traditional martial arts is, you know, we're training to really go from a reactive dynamic to a proactive dynamic as quickly as possible. And then once we go on a proactive dynamic, the idea is to not stop until the threat is neutralized. Obviously, if someone isn't attacking you anymore, you can run away, that's the best option. And, you know, that's all stuff that we cover in our classes.
We're talking with Abby, Marty, and Mark here from Forward Thai Boxing. The website is forwardthaiboxing.com. Mark, your turn. Talk a little bit about your experience with Krav Maga, what people are expecting to learn from this upcoming opportunity on February 25th.
Yeah, so my experience with Krav Maga, Marty actually brought it to our old gym. I had been training in a lot of other styles beforehand, and Marty introduced me to it. And to me, it was better than a lot of the other styles that I was doing. It kind of gave a more well-rounded approach. Those other styles are like, I love Muay Thai. It's great. Love the sport. I was always looking for the self-defense aspect of things. How I like to train is like, you know, could this actually help me defend myself? And I think Krav does a good job at addressing that. Like Muay Thai, yeah, it can help you defend yourself. Krav's goal is to focus on that. It's like get home safe is the primary goal of the program or of the training. So that's the goal with our seminar coming up. Is we just want to expose students to different opportunities to learn on how they can be more aware of threats and also build the confidence to handle themselves in any situation.
I mean, it's critical skills, right? That you're teaching or training people. And again, being ready, I think, because none of us know. I mean, you want to be prepared when those things happen. You hope they never do. But if you have the training and the preparation, man, what a difference that can make for you in that situation. Abby, going back to you here, I wanted to ask about why this was important. When you and Brennan thought about making your own gym, Forward Thai Boxing, why was it important to have Krav as part of that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different reasons. And I'm going to go back to something that Mark said, right? So a lot of people will contact us and say, I want to take Muay Thai because I want to learn how to defend myself. And yes, while Muay Thai can work in a pinch, right, because you are learning strikes, it's completely different. If your focus really is self-protection when you're out in the public, Krav Maga is really going to be then a better fit, right? Muay Thai is I'm taking myself and I'm walking into a situation, where Krav Maga is, nope, I'm going to either try to avoid the situation, right, with that situational awareness, or when someone comes at me, how do I get myself out? So it was really important for us to have that option for people who are maybe first calling to try Muay Thai, but their goal really is self-defense. And Krav is just going to be the better fit there. But the other thing is, you know, a lot of our students take both Muay Thai and Krav Maga. They work really well together. They're both striking, focused martial arts. We use a lot of the same strikes in both, and a lot of the technique is very similar in how we both teach and learn both of those martial arts. So it seemed like kind of the perfect combination to bring into this gym together. And a lot of our students do take both and get a lot from both of the martial arts.
Marty, I want to go back to you because I got a chance to experience, I didn't participate. I was there getting some video footage of your class here, one of your classes this past week, and got to see how you work with students, got to see some of the drills and some of the activities that we're doing. And it just, again, seemed like a lot of very functional, important things that anyone can learn, anyone can do, right? And then taking those useful skills, how far you advance is up to you, but even getting a baseline on those, talk about how important that is for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that when Krav Maga was founded, it was founded by a gentleman from the Eastern European theater in like the era of World War II. But when the nation state of Israel was created, they had a multitude of fitness levels and ages, and the program was developed to be able to be adapted very easily, regardless of your fitness level or age. So a lot of the basic moves, I was at one point, the first time I was interested in Krav Maga, I was kind of nervous about, will I be able to do it, etc. And the great thing is, if you have no experience, if you're super experienced, if you're in, if you have 2% body fat, or if you have work that you need to do, you can do everything and you can do it effectively. So it's not something that you won't be able to use until you develop, more physical fitness, or, muscles that you may not generally use in doing the techniques that we do. That, it's fine regardless of your fitness level.
And let's talk about that. We're talking with Abby, Marty, and Mark from Forward Thai Boxing. The website is forwardthaiboxing.com. We're talking specifically right now about their Krav Maga classes and offerings, and also a special event coming up that you can participate on February 25th. And we'll get into that here in the last segment of the show to give you all the details on that to make sure you come back. But I did want to kind of go off of the fitness part that Marty just mentioned. Mark, from a fitness standpoint, right, there's just a lot of benefits to that. You're learning useful skills, but you're getting in better shape while you do this.
Yeah. Kind of touching on what Marty mentioned earlier, one of the main goals of Krav Maga is get home safe. Like, if you can run, right? Well, running requires a certain level of fitness. Now, having other skills and techniques to complement that, like to allow you to get out of the situation, will help. And no matter what physique you are in, like, anyone can do these techniques. Now, in a self-defense situation, they're not going to be perfect. Like, going back to the sport versus self-defense mindset, sport, you're looking for more, like, your techniques are going to be more crisp, going to be more designed because your opponent, your attacker, is also in that situation. Like, they've been training for a while when you step into the ring. Versus in a self-defense situation, it's like, I was surprised. I'm coming from a position of disadvantage and I'm just trying to get out of the situation. So how's the best way to do it? Well, physical fitness is one of the best ways to allow yourself to get out of the situation. If I can run, I can run. If I can hit back hard enough to like discourage them from keeping to attack me, even better. So physical fitness in any situation is going to help you.
It's a really great workout too. I mean, you can see how much work people put into it. You're using your whole body. It's just a, again, we've kind of talked about this before, the difference, Abby, between going to, signing up for a membership to go to a regular gym or doing a planned and structured activity like this. There are a lot of benefits there for many people that help you kind of ultimately stick with it and get to an optimal level.
Yeah. And I would, to that fitness piece and what Mark was saying too, a lot of it is, how do I just keep my breathing normal when I'm in a really stressful situation? Right. And part of that comes from fitness training. But that's also something that can be learned in these classes, is how do I keep myself composed in this really surprise situation, and a really stressful surprise situation. And that's all the skills that you get to learn. And yeah. Right. Getting fitness from a big box is one way to do things, but getting fitness in a martial arts gym is really very different. And while you're getting to learn all of these skills, you're also getting to build a community and meet people, right? So everyone knows your name as you walk in, right? We're like the Cheers of martial arts gyms or fitness situations, right? And I think that's really great. And what makes martial arts even more special, right? You're learning skills that you're going to use in real life situations or for a lifetime, but within this like really safe environment, which I think is also very important for Krav, right? That we have a really safe environment that we get to practice all of these skills and with people that we trust and are very, very comfortable with.
More conversation ahead. We got to cut to a break. Abby, we'll be right back with Forward Thai Boxing.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
Back here for the final segment of Let's Get Local here on this fine Saturday in February, the 11th of February. We got some excitement coming up here towards the end of the month. We're talking Krav Maga with Forward Thai Boxing. Abby, Marty, and Mark are all with us here on the show. Let's talk about this event you guys have coming up, because as we've talked about, we talked about your classes, we talked about students that you currently have. Number one, this event is an opportunity for anybody to come and learn some of these skills, to get introduced to the gym, but introduced to what Krav Maga is all about. So Abby, tell us a little bit about why you guys wanted to have this specific event here on February 25th.
Yeah, we just for exactly what you said, there are a lot of people that may not really have a full understanding of what Krav Maga is. And so we wanted to just give this opportunity for our students who've never taken Krav before to come get a little introduction to it, but also anyone from the public is invited as well to the gym to be able to get a little bit of training in on Saturday and learn more about Krav Maga and what they can learn taking classes with us on a regular basis.
Mark, looking at the class coming up here on the 25th, or that opportunity, that invitation to come in and see the space and learn a bit about it, what are people going to expect in that environment? What should they get out of it? What should they wear? Give us some advice there.
Yeah, so I mean, people should expect to get a workout. like we were talking about a little bit before, physical fitness is a requirement, in some sense or another. So people can expect to, you know, learn some basic Krav Maga techniques. You know, like Abby mentioned before, Krav utilizes a lot of similar techniques that Muay Thai uses, but it also has some very specific skill set, you know, because in a self-defense situation, there are no rules in a lot of that. So we're looking to have more specific Krav techniques so that students can kind of see the difference and also like just have fun, right? Get a good workout in, learn something a little different, and have fun.
Marty, when people are looking at a class like this, again, tell them some of the benefits they can learn from the event itself. What kind of techniques and tips are you planning on focusing on that day to people that are brand new to this, let's say?
Absolutely. So, you know, the idea is that if someone comes to the gym for this event to check it out, they'll leave with some of the basics and they'll be better off than they were at defending themselves before they came to the seminar, you know? So it's going to be kind of letting people dip their toes into what a class might be like. It will be a little bit longer than like a typical class will be, but that's because we'll be kind of explaining in more detail like why we're doing something or why we're doing it the way we're doing it. You know, again, if someone has never thrown a punch or a kick or knee or something like that, that's perfect. You have no bad habits. You know, we'll be able to build you from the ground up. Or if you are a super experienced martial artist in other forms, as Mark can attest to, there's stuff that you can learn from this seminar that will help you kind of take what you already know and apply it in a different way. But also the main thing is, and that's the main thing across all of our classes, is we're going to have fun, right? So it's a serious topic and we treat it as such, but we also have a good time doing it.
talking about the Krav Maga workshop coming up at Forward Side Boxing on Saturday, February 25th. You can get tickets. Abby's going to give us all the details on that. But before I go there, I just want to say something about Marty. Watching him with, you know, his class this week, again, very light, very fun. You know, he's not going to be yelling at you, just a heads up, if you come in for this and do something wrong. He's trying to teach and train, and it's good. And the other part, I love the advice too. You were talking about kicks at one point, and you mentioned in a situation like Krav or a situation like this, keep those kicks low so you still have good balance, right? Because if you try to do a high kick or a big forceful move, you could get off balance and put yourself in a vulnerable situation. So tips like that are all part of it too. So I just wanted to make sure I plugged you on that, Marty. You did a great job with those students the other night as I watched. Abby, give us the details on how people can sign up for this, please.
Yeah, so it's a really simple sign-up registration process. It's just a registration link, and you can find that at on our website at forwardthaiboxing.com. There's an events tab. Otherwise, you can find that registration link also through any of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, at forwardthaiboxing. Simple link that they'll just click on. They can register with all their information and pay at the same time. And it is $30 to come to this workshop. And that gives you 2 hours of instruction with two of the guys that are on this program, and also Daniel, who is our third instructor. It is good to note, too, that they are Krav Maga Alliance certified instructors. We are the only gym in Madison that has certified Krav instructors. So you know that you're getting kind of the most high quality instruction, and that you will be learning strikes that are going to be very effective and learn how to do those very well. So.
Wow, that's some impressive stuff. It looks like a great opportunity to go and learn some useful skills. Abby, Marty, Mark, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you telling our audience about the workshop, about your gym, about you can sign up for other classes too. Maybe you check it out there and decide you want to join the gym or do more regular classes and advance more. Or even if you don't, if you go for that one experience, you take away something valuable. So I think that's wonderful. Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate you guys being on today.
Thank you.
So I just want to let you all know, listening one more time, the event is February 25th, 1 to 3 p.m. $30 is the ticket price. You can sign up at forwardthaiboxing.com, forwardthaiboxing.com, to learn about self-defense, Krav Maga, from these wonderful people here. We appreciate our sponsors for the show each and every week. Forward Thai Boxing is one of them. You should check out their event on February 25th. Also, Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles at EZOP.com. You can get things from them. Whether you work in an office, at a business, or have a home office, they will deliver right to you. EZOP.com. Evolution Financial, our longest sponsor of the show. Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. She helps people in transition, really focusing in on that. We're going to talk with her next time on the show for her interview about that specifically. EvolutionFinPlan.com. Of course, you heard the spots with Brittany and our friends at Ula Eyewear. They just had their big sale. Half-off sale here, or big sale that they had at the end of January, but they will help you any time of the year if you got those HSA dollars or flex spending account dollars to get rid of. Head over to Ula Eyewear, get yourself something fun and nice, and the team over there is fantastic. Let's not forget the Progress Center, and Sabrina has been making a lot of noise here for the Progress Center. We're going to have her on again soon to talk about things in addition, and our last sponsor, Madison Top Company. They can make anything for you. Any promotional piece you are looking for, Madison Top Company, Aaron, Megan, Frank, the team over there, fantastic to work with, and they're local. I remind you to go local, buy local, be local each and every week. That's Let's Get Local for February 11th. We'll catch you next week on Mad Radio.